Your foundation's dug in Zion, your house is built in Sodom, and you wonder why the walls keep falling down.
Hi there everybody, this is Duncan Bauer from Johannesburg, South Africa on Xgate Talk, and the incomprehensible has happened. I checked out the Podomatic most listened to charts, and 2 days ago we were on number 80. Lo and behold, today we are on number 42. Thanks guys for listening to Xgate Talk, or XGT as I shall trendily refer to it in the blog. I wonder if the ratings can be ascribed to being palatable to the XXs from Xgate Watch. This is what somebody said in a comment yesterday. Do you ever wonder if the site owners of Xgate Watch occasionally doubt the whole XXgate thing? They're cool with XGays if XGays are not hypocritical bullies. They merely disagree with the XGay message. I doubt they would be cool with racism if individual racists were pleasant, straightforward and honest. The message itself, racism, would never be tolerated, and quite rightly so. I've long wondered about this false status that homosexuality has as a minority group. Putting it in the same bracket as being black, which is undeniably a genetic thing, is a bit presumptuous if you ask me. I know it works though. We discerned in the 80s here in South Africa when we wrote to the ANC in exile and asked them what their stance on homosexuality was. They had none. We brought it to their attention that their slogan, "an injury to one is an injury to all," applied equally to gays. The rest is history. SA now has the most liberal constitution in the world as far as homosexuality goes, and I was around as a humble part of the group that set the ball in motion, even if it was only vicariously through my politically astute lover. It's a great bargaining ploy. Any liberal worth their salt would not want to be known as a racist, as my friend above says, and rightly so. And sliding gays in there with blacks and Jews is a neat trick, but it is only that. Sleight of hand. Of course, common sense by now dictates that discrimination against any group is very non-PC, so the damage is done. Every bleeding heart liberal who might harbour a secret hatred for queers in his heart speaks up for human rights, even if it is through gritted teeth. Of course, everybody has a right to do exactly as he or she wants. Even God allows that freedom. But to force that freedom on others who do not agree is reverse racism, or reverse homophobia in this case. If what somebody thinks affects you and your ability to live your life as you choose, then you should speak up. But now it is becoming dangerous to object to homosexuality as a lifestyle, even if it is only refusing to act in accordance with your conscience, for example, in not, say, marrying gay people, or not allowing gays to be in positions of authority in churches, etc., because you think that is unscriptural. It may not have reached that point yet, but it soon will. And it was my friend Chris Zeely who drew my attention to this possibility. South Africa is a very political place, and here gays eventually may seek out conservative Christian ministers and force them to marry them and to perform their ceremony, even if it's only to prove a point. And one may be forced to do so if one wants to avoid the legal implications of discrimination on the basis of sexual preference. So the pendulum swings. But am I living in some sort of weird sci-fi story? Could that really happen? You see, actually, it all depends on whether gays really only want acceptance, or whether the tide of political freedom will rush them along to the place where they not only want to stop discrimination, but will pursue eradication of any opposition. It does sound a bit like a paranoid 1984 fantasy. Or does it? You decide. Some of the noises I've heard from the US about classifying homophobia as a mental illness sounds suspiciously to me like we are headed in that direction. I wonder. Anyway, I started off by saying thanks for putting us on number 42 on the most listened to list, and I ended up talking about all sorts of other things, and I'm sure I'm now going to be off the X-Gay Watch Christmas card list, but I'm in South Africa and presumably they're in America, and they can't come and throw petrol bombs through my window. So, well, can they? Can they? Oh my goodness, I better go and warn my wife. Cheers.
Just let me see if I'm getting this right. Your foundation's dug in Zion. Your house is built in Sodom. And you wonder why you're...